Hello, and welcome to a searchnetworking.com audiocast. I'm Amy Kacharian. In this audiocast, you'll hear how the integration of network management tools is the first step toward an automated future and how to get there. This network management audiocast is adapted from a tip by Richard L. Patak, founder and partner at Patak, Noel, and Associates. Today's enterprise depends on the availability and performance of hundreds of applications to deliver business services. The implementation and delivery of business services is increasingly distributed, integrated, interdependent, and complex. But all too often, management toolkits consist of widely varied, homegrown, and acquired tools, each operating in its own context and with little, if any, thought given to data sharing or exploitation. Therefore, the beleaguered and put-upon network manager must resort to time-intensive, resource-devouring, and error-prone manual integration of data to understand what exactly is happening in the network. Despite the opinions to the contrary, managing a network involves more than checking the operation of routers and switches while verifying the integrity of the physical path. It's more than catching events and monitoring traffic loads. The task is all about the successful delivery of the business services that drive enterprise revenue. This requires a focus on more than the physical connections, traffic loads, and occasional updates to routing tables. For too long, network management has been treated as a domain consisting primarily of isolated tools that monitor network devices and traffic. Today, emerging networked services will require proactive management of networks and the applications that run on them. Only when distributed services and applications operate effectively across the total network will they deliver competitive advantages to an enterprise. This all sounds like future fantasy, but if you listen to the plans for integrated services that include real-time follow-me data transformation that allows content to move from TV to laptop to mobile phone to PDA, the challenge is there. Implementing such services requires true integration of all the functions of a dynamic, heterogeneous infrastructure. The solution will not be found in simple integration of existing separate systems and network device management solutions. The delivery of mobile follow-me services means that management must be seamless, integrated, and trouble-free as the very infrastructure that conveys, displays, protects, and presents content undergoes real-time change. Realizing this promise requires improvements in management solutions. What is needed is a fully automated and integrated infrastructure management solution that includes monitoring and the analytical ability to identify and remedy potential problems well before services are disrupted. Manually intensive, point-in-time tools lacking network-wide views and automated correlation of failures and anomalies cannot support emerging network and change-intensive IP and service-based applications. What does this mean to the network operations team today? First and foremost, they need to plan their move to more automated, management and service-oriented operations. Then they have to start thinking how to accelerate this move. An IP-based service, even with some QoS degradation, is moving and will continue to move into the enterprise. Competitive pressures are too strong, while the price point is too attractive to ignore. The evolution is already underway. The network team must understand the gaps in the network management plans of their current suppliers. Learn about the integrated, automated service creation and protection tools already available. Make it clear you don't expect to have to integrate management solutions. Ask your providers how they will function in a totally dynamic network environment. If, today, they are comfortable with event catching from the network, with the load management, device management, configuration management, security, and so on provided by someone else, make it clear that you think systems and network management should be seamlessly integrated. Make it clear to your service provider, the vendors wooing you, and your network device provider that the responsibility of an integrated management solution rests on their shoulders. You have a network to support. Richard L. Patak is author of Manager's Guide to Distributed Environments. This concludes today's audiocast. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.